It was a biggie. It was a monster, actually. We're talking about Frank Mills, birthday today, 1942. Late 1960s, he became a member of the Bells.
Oh.
They left the band in 1971, just before it had international success with the single Stay a While.
Were the Bells from Winnipeg?
Some,
Manitoba?
I think, yes.
From where?
I think so, because I think Ken Tobias wrote that song.
Okay.
A little creepy. Mills worked as a pianist for CBC Television, recorded his first solo album, Seven of My Songs, which produced the hit single Love Me, Love Me, Love. Made his debut on Canadian charts, 1971. The album, 74, featured Music Box Dancer. Not a hit initially, when he re-signed with executive Michael Hoppe at Polydor Records. In 78, they released a new song as a single with Music Box Dancer on the B-side.
Oh.
Single sent to easy listening radio stations. Copy sent in error to CFRA AM, a pop station in Ottawa. Program director played the A-side, could not figure out why it had been sent to a station, so he played the B-side to see if the record was mistakenly marked.
Right.
He liked Music Box Dancer, added to his station's playlist, turning the record into a Canadian hit. Dave, 50,000 watts. Ottawa Valley radio personality gave the record extensive airplay, went gold in Canada, prompted Polydor in the U.S. to release the album and the single. Anyways, Nashville as well went on and on, out of control.
Dave, 50,000 watts, yeah, was big.
He
you
was
listened
big.
To him. If he played something and he liked it,
bingo.
You
bongo,
liked it.
Bingo.
Yep.
704, I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We're here in a small dark room.
Actually,
in a secret location.
As bright as anything in this thing.
I was just trying to give it atmosphere, but boy, is it cold here.
It's really cold.
Yeah, I wrapped my hands around a thermos, but it's not helping.
I'm going to bring a thermometer next week. Yes?
I'm thinking about the weather.
Yes, well.
Summertime. What about the weather?
It's 17 degrees, probably because it's mostly cloudy. It'd be warmer. Barometric pressure, 101.3 and falling, but if we're looking at UW weather, it'd probably say falling slowly because it was 101.3 last hour. Humidity, 81%. Wind coming from the southeast at 13. It's cloudy, a little bit cloudy now, depending on where you are in the city. And increasing cloudy. And then 60% chance of showers by 9, 10 o'clock this morning, maybe, and this afternoon, with a risk of a thunderstorm. And wind coming from the southeast at 30, gusting to 50 this morning. A high of 23, but the UV index is just 3 because of all that cloud. So, as we said, Ron's ankle not well, so we took the car.
On the GIMP.
We were driving down
Portage. They shoot horses, don't they?
We were driving down Portage Avenue, and it was all nice and bright sky in front of us.
Blue sky.
And we looked through the rear view mirror.
Something wicked this way comes.
Yes, it looked really ugly. So, actually, we are close enough to a window that I could probably go and look at.
We're going to do it in the future.
Out there.
Carol will go outside, and when she comes back and her hair is wet, we'll know.
Yes.
At 7:05.
Okay.
We're talking about summer because on this day in 1970, the Festival Express opened in Toronto.
That train.
5 shows, 3 cities. Janis Joplin, of course. Grateful Dead, Great Speckled Bird.
All kinds of people.
Janis may have sung this. Here she is with
Big Brother
and the Holding Company.
Yep.
Yeah. soft, good looking babe. She's looking good now. Hush, baby, 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 baby. No, no, no.
Today was the start of the Festival Express 1971. The band was there as well for that. And it was a wonderful, took decades, mind you, a film on that that eventually came out. I think we probably saw it at Cinematheque.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good.
7:10.
And there are pictures of, I think, Janis Joplin in Memorial Park here in front of the legislature.
In the pond.
Pool. Yeah. Yeah.
John Anderson has written about this too, it seems to me.
Yeah.
Sometime back. He may have snuck in to see some of the acts, it seems to me.
Right.
Don't know if he played there, but it's all right. At, what did I say, 7:10 or so? So
7:11.
Who'll say 7:11? Yep. See if we can stop the cassette player. There we go.
Okay.
We already did the weather.
Yes.
Oh, I had an email from,
yes.
From Ireland. This
wow.
From Diane. Oh. And
yes.
It dropped out and then went to obituary for Anne Blythe. I don't know if, is that an omen?
No.
Yeah. Diane says, congrats on getting on air from the bunker.
Yes.
We thought the sound excellent. When you pause, there is marked underground white noise, but not unpleasant. Mick says, and Mick worked there at RTE too, didn't
yes.
he? Mick says, due to a processor, question mark, I thought maybe an equalizer. We're feeling compressed here, Mick, I can tell you. We missed the first hour, as we just had to listen to Ian Rankin being interviewed on RTE.
Oh,
well, we mentioned
nice.
Both of you over and over in that first hour, but no, that's fine.
So, this is what they're listening to.
Yes.
I think it's the air conditioning units. Like,
oh,
there is a lot
right
of white noise in
my
here.
Head. White
yes.
noise.
So I don't think it's anything to do with the equipment.
You'll be able to sleep.
It's
always
the,
nice to have a bit of white noise.
Air conditioning okay. unit blasting us freezing cold.
Well, I realize we haven't played Jake Thackeray for a long time.
Yes,
Jake
about
was a teenager in France, I think, so he didn't hear rock and roll, but he heard it was the chansonnier. And so when he came to write songs, he
yes.
wrote them in a way, thinking, who is this guy
on.
And where did he
yes.
grow up? What did? Yes.
Thank you. Josephine. What do all these policemen mean by coming to the convent in a grim limousine after Sister Josephine? While you, Sister Josephine, you sit with your boots up on the altar screen, you smoke one last cigar. What a funny nun you are. The policemen say that Josephine's a burglar in disguise, big bad Norman, 15 years on the run. The sisters disbelieve it, no, that can't be Josephine. Just think about her tenderness towards the younger nuns. Oh, Sister Josephine, they're searching the chapel where you've been seen, the nooks and the crannies of the nuns' canteen, after Sister Josephine. While you, Sister Josephine, you sip one farewell Benedictine before your au revoir. A right funny nun you are. Admittedly, her hands are big and hairy and embellished with a curious tattoo. Admittedly, her voice is on the deep side, and she seems to shave more often than the other sisters do. Oh, Sister Josephine, founder of the convent pontoon team, they're looking through your bundles of rare magazines after Sister Josephine. While you, Sister Josephine, you give a goodbye sniff of Benzedrine to the convent budgerigar. A bloody funny nun you are. No longer will her snores ring through the chapel during prayers, nor her lustful moanings fill the stilly night. No more empty bottles of altar wine come clunking from her cell. No longer will the cloister toilet seat stand upright. Oh, Sister Josephine, slipping through their fingers like Vaseline, leaving them to clutch your empty crinoline after Sister Josephine. While you, Sister Josephine, sprinting through the suburbs when last seen, dressed only in your wimple and your rosary, a right funny nun you seem to be.
The late odd Jake Thackeray. From, we have two CDs. This one was titled La-Di-Da. At 7:15.
Yes.
Make it 7:16, shall we?
Okay.
We're returning to sports because it's around the world, Carol. Around the world. That's yes. FIFA. World Cup. Canada play South Africa. 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Yep. Today. Today, England.
England plays Panama at 4 p.m.
Oh, they've got to win that.
Oh, I don't
they?
Know, Carol. I don't know. We can hope. We can cheer. We can shout. We can chant.
I think it's bad news for the English
game.
Oh,
no.
We're not creative enough. We're not positive enough.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
We'll go on getting bad results. Getting bad results. Getting bad results.
years. But all those oh so nears when you're down through the years. But I still see that tackle by Mara when Lineker scores. Bobby Belt in the ball, and Norby does it three lines on a shirt. Jewels were made still gleaming, 30 years of hurt. Never stop me dreaming.
CD, England Expects. Yeah, you can fill in the rest, can't you? What did I say? They play
Panama,
today,
you said.
At 4
today,
o'clock.
Yes.
7:20. Carolyn, have you got another jumble?
I do have another jumble, which is A-Y-E-H-N.
Holy moly.
Yep. Do you need a clue?
Heaney, H-E-A-N-Y.
Think of Africa.
And make a claw gesture and
yes,
make your face.
I don't often give you clues. Like
hyena. Holy moly.
I know.
Well, that's a conundrum.
Yes.
That's what that is. Conundrum. C-O-N. Yes. Oh, never mind. 7:20.
Yes.
Children. Children. We don't have the sound effects, children. We're in a small studio that doesn't have all the technical allowances to shake them, shake them. So we have to say to them and to their parents, wake them, shake them. So what do we have
can't
for boys and
girls? Can't hear from Dana or...
I'm looking at the Winnipeg Public Library program guide. You can too.
Okay.
Lego at the library. Let's build! Exclamation mark. Join us to create with Legos. All Lego pieces stay in the library. I'll repeat that. You'll be frisked when you leave. All Lego pieces stay in the library. Please do not bring Lego bricks from home. Through ages 6 to 12, 60 minutes today, 2 to 3, in the program room at the Westwood Library. I thought that was at 2. Yes, it's also 2 to 4 at the meeting room of the Louis Riel Library. Now, these are both open events, which means walk right in, sit right down.
Everybody's welcome.
Do a little Lego.
Yeah. Play away.
Yes, you can.
But if I was a parent, I'd check my kids' pockets before I left.
Good
because
thinking. Good thinking.
Their pockets will be emptied before they leave the library.
And one other thing to mention, that's Teen Art Space. Drop in to hang out and create. Art supplies provided, ages 13 to 17. Yes, little voodoo dolls, if you like, stick pins in them. Saturday today, 2 to 4 in the Transcona Library. It's for 13 to 17. Again, that's an open event. Drop in. See what's on.
Good.
Now, boys and girls, because of the weekend, it is some kind of great weekend, isn't it?
Well, we're coming up to Canada
See?
Day. Is that
See?
What you're talking
See?
About? Yes.
Well, when I worked every holiday,
yes.
It was all the same to me. It was just sort of a
blur,
a gray blur.
Yes.
Am I there? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You're almost there. The Kids' Book of Canadian Exploration.
Wow. Cool.
Canoe du Nord.
Les Voyageurs. Oui. Holy smoke, that's a big... How many people are in that canoe?
As many as can fit and
Ten.
More.
Yeah.
used to sing a Voyageur song. Funny you should say that. Yeah. Here, when I was here doing English as a Second Language. And we had a lab room, the old cassette players.
Oh, right.
And it was a huge painting, of very similar to this. Yes. The big Canoe du Nord.
Right.
Stuffed to the gill, the gunnels.
If canoes had and gunnels. Goods and food, probably.
And we used to sing Le Voyageur. No, we used to sing Down the river you can hear a wind song bearing tales of the Voyageur. Bearing tales.
Oui, oui, oui.
Bearing tales.
No, no, no.
Bearing tales of the Voyageur. Bearing tales.
Oui, oui, oui.
Bearing tales.
No, no, no.
Bearing tales of the Voyageur.
Excellent.
There's more, but that's enough, boys and girls.
Yes, enough.
But I expect you to learn that. Next week, we'll be asking you to sing it. Trouble with the book.
Yes.
Goes on a date.
What?
So some things, the past, won't have changed. And I did like some of the things in here. For example, Canada's first explorers.
Yes.
The exploration of Canada began thousands of years before the arrival of the first European explorer. But it was not written down. You know, if you don't have a pen, boys and girls, what are you going to do? Well, you can have a big chisel and a big...
Well, you tell stories pass them on that way.
The story's like, we've traced the call. It's coming from inside the house.
No,
don't tell them that story. Hoping to do some spooky things at Delnavert, by the way.
Okay,
an okay from Delnavert. Spooky things, boys and girls. Yeah, in September, October.
Keep your mind.
So it was not written down.
Matter at
Archaeological
hand.
Evidence and oral tradition describe some of the early exploration history of the Native people. Canada's first Native people. Some anthropologists believe that Canadian Native peoples are descendants of hunters who migrated here 40,000 years ago.
Oof.
They came over a land bridge that briefly joined Asia to North America during the Ice Age.
Yes.
Other scientists think
the
first explorers of Canada could have arrived even earlier on small boats or rafts from other parts of the world. You know, up the coast.
Remember that?
South Seas and all that. There is no absolute proof for either of these theories. Well, if it's a theory, you aren't going to find absolute proof, are you?
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that, boys and girls. Anyways, many Native people disagree with the scientific theories of how people came to be in Canada. Each tribe has its own creation story that tells the origins of its people and their relationship with nature. So there you go. So over here we have First Nations Inuit, Eastern Woodland, Subarctic, the Plains, the Plateau, the Arctic, Northwest Coast. So you'd think we'd be in the Plains, wouldn't you? But no, they've left Manitoba out entirely.
Well, because it was a big lake.
No, we're in about the tribes. When the tribes.
Oh, were. I see. What?
The Plains. In Alberta and Saskatchewan, the Blackfoot, Blood, and Piegan were hunters who followed the buffalo. They made pemmican out of dried buffalo meat. Mmm. Add a few blueberries, you're in there.
Mmm.
Later, supplied European explorers with this staple food. Before the arrival of the horse, the Plains tribes used dogs to drag their belongings when traveling. There's no mention of Manitoba here at all.
Cree, Ojibwe?
Well, they do mention the Cree, but they talk about subarctic. What about the Cree? Huh? What about the Ojibwe? What about the Dene? Well, the Dene are mentioned.
Crazy.
So then there's the Vikings. Chronology, some of the navigation tools I thought was fascinating. But what about the canoes? What about the canoes?
Right.
And what about, here's an example. Not only was the Hudson's Bay Company, boys and girls, but there was the Northwest Company. At first, independent French traders in Montreal were competing for furs with the British HBC. After the fall of New France in 1759 to England, these traders joined a more organized group made up of Scottish immigrants and in 1779 formed the Northwest Company. And it's still here.
Yes, it is.
The Northwest Company is still here.
On Main Street.
Yep. Anyways, it is estimated that at the start of the fur trade, there were 10 million beavers in Canada. At the peak of the trade, 100,000 pelts were being shipped to Europe. Luckily for the beaver, by the 1800s, Europeans' taste in hats had changed from fur to silk. The beaver was saved from extinction. But they do like to chew. They like to chew and chew and chew. And they still do, even to this very day, because otherwise their teeth go right down to their toes. Now, the beaver tails, if you'd like to hear more about the beaver tail, you have to go to Ottawa. And they have a little stand. What is that place called?
In the market area?
In the market area. You can have a beaver tail. It's covered in sugar, market. Boys and girls. So that means when the beavers now...
Lemon and cinnamon.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah. When the beavers want to warn people, they have to clap their hands together or shout, look out! Because they don't have beaver tails anymore.
Or bang their tails.
Well, they can't. They've been removed and they're for sale at this automobile market.
Oh, I see.
See? So finally, did you know Native women played a huge part in the fur trade. It was the women who built birch bark canoes, prepared animal skins for trade, and made the food supply, pemmican, to sell to the explorers and traders. And I suppose, don't forget, you had to patch those canoes as well, didn't you?
Yes.
Yep. And they didn't have sellotape back then or duct tape.
No, they didn't.
West wind blow from your prairie nest. Blow from the mountains, blow from the west. The sail is idle, the sailor too. Wind of the west, we wait for you. Blow, I've wooed you so. Never a favor you bestow. You rock the cradle, the hills between, but scorn to notice my white lateen. I stow the sail, unship the mast.
Song My Paddle Sings. Who's in that band, Carol?
My cousin, Alec.
That's right.
Alec Sinclair.
7:31.
Yep.
Time for our
That was probably Gwen Swick. I didn't look at the personnel on that, but she played with them or sang with them a lot, so
I think you're
probably Gwen Swick.
Yes.
Yeah.
7:31, I'm looking at Little Book of War Poets, which I picked up for a song the other day at McNally Robinson Booksellers in the back. The back there where the
corner
discounts
with
are.
Yeah.
War has been a defining feature of the human experience since ancient times. From the earliest battles between warring tribes to the huge mechanized conflicts. When war poetry is mentioned today, it immediately recalls the great soldier poets of the First World War. We think of Rupert Brooke's The Soldier, written the first year of the war. If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. Wilfred Owen's The Sentry. But First World poetry is often considered a genre in itself because of the unique characteristics and themes. This book focuses mainly on the First World War, but also looks at war poetry across the ages, from the epic poems of ancient Greece to the haunting elegies of medieval Europe, from the martial odes of the Roman Empire to the bitter anti-war poems of the modern day. And I have something here, actually, from the Lament to the Spirit of War, 23rd century BCE. You hack down everything you see, war god. Rising on fearsome wings, you rush to destroy the land, raging like thunderstorms, howling like hurricanes, screaming like tempests. From Enheduanna, priestess in the kingdom of ancient Sumeria, often described as the world's first author, and her poem Lament to the Spirit of War, believed to be the first war poem. Our march, then, around the breakfast table this morning, from the band of the Royal Canadian Ordnance Corps, their very own march, and that is the Village Blacksmith. Table this morning at 7:35. Looking at the Free Press from Arts and Life from Thursday, big picture, half page and then the full page almost. Rainbow Stage takes on biblical rock opera. Rainbow Stage runs to July the 12th, big write-up by Ben Waldman. Of course, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice's Jesus Christ Superstar, one of the most admired rock operas ever made, fashioned in the 1960s after the greatest story ever told, quotation marks. Musical, which began as a concept album before reaching a movie theater, the movie theater in 73, has been on director Sharon Bajor's mind for decades.
Yeah.
Of course, director Norman Jewison's swaggering version was the first movie musical the Winnipeg performer saw rerun on television, she says. So a big write-up of it there. And so I went to our Broadway, front row center, the Broadway Gold Box, for a song from it with Ben Vereen.
Ah, great.
Every time I look at you, I don't understand why you let things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you had a plan. Why'd you choose a backward time in such a strange land? If you come today, you would have reached the whole nation. Israel for BC had no mass communication.
Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
Jesus Christ, Jesus.
about your friends at the top. Who to sit beside yourself to pick up a crop? Hey, Buddha, was he where it's at? Is he where you are? Could Mohammed move that mountain or was that PR? Did you mean to die like that? Was that a mistake? Or did you know your messy death would be a record breaker?
Ben Vereen and close friends from the Broadway musical Superstar, Jesus Christ Superstar, of course. And at 7:39, I see we didn't get our paper today, but I went to online, and there's a review of Jesus Christ Superstar by Allison Mays.
Oh, good. Yes.
She gives it 3 out of 5. She says, now I'm missing the headline, I guess. Yeah. Because I had to make it fit. So, landmark 1970 work, Weber and Rice. Unfortunately, in the uneven local production that opened Thursday, marking the first time Rainbow Stage has mounted Superstar, the 19-member cast is led by a soft, bland Jesus, Connor Meek, who is not a strong enough actor to carry the role. Some of the numbers, such as The Disciples' Last Supper, do come through. There are audibility issues with some of the priest's rapid lyrics. Audience needs to understand lines such as, what do we do with a man who is bigger than John was when John did his baptism thing? So, I see this carries over onto 2 pages. Anyways, I think bland is in the headline. Jesus Christ Superstar. Today's Winnipeg Free Press. You could look at
that. That was the first, like when other kids were going to rock concerts and stuff, that was the first thing my mom let my boyfriend take me to.
Oh,
yeah. I did see Guess Who as well, but I think Jesus Christ Superstar was before that.
Okay, there you go. What have you got for the folks, Carol?
Well, as you said, Canada Day coming up next week. So I thought I'd give you a little bit about Canadian nationality. Are you a Canadian, Ron?
Born, bred, got tattoo.
I was going to say.
Love blueberries, maple syrup.
I just expected.
Butter tarts.
I was just going to expect a yes or no from that.
Oh, sorry, yes.
And then I was going to ask you, how do you know? But because.
There you go.
Born.
Yep.
Yes. So the history of Canadian nationality law dates back over 3 centuries, Ron. It's evolved considerably over that time. First of all, in general, during the early colonial period of the world, residents of French colonies were French subjects governed by French nationality law, and residents of British colonies were British subjects governed by British law. And so probably the same for Spain, Portugal, and all the other countries that we're discovering what was already there. So, before Confederation in 1867, residents of various provinces of British North America were British subjects governed primarily by British law. And after Confederation, as Canada evolved to full nationhood, it gradually enacted laws relating to rights of domicile and entry to Canada, although Canadians continued to be British subjects under British law. It wasn't until 1946, Ron, when Parliament enacted the Canadian Citizenship 1946, which created fully independent Canadian citizenship separate from British law and status as British subjects. So
it was a wonderful year.
It was a wonderful year because you were born in 1946.
That's right. My name was supposed to be Carol Ann Patricia.
Right. And what
my
happened?
My dad served in the Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry. How do I know what happened? Here I am. Is yeah. biology destiny? Well, we'll talk about that.
Yes, yeah. So it is called the Canadian Citizenship Act of 1946, but it didn't come into force until the 1st of January 1947 and remained in force for 30 years. And it conferred citizenship different ways. So if you were born in Canada and you had already been born in Canada to a Canadian parent, both your parents were Canadian, and by naturalization, Canadian nationality has been regulated by the Citizenship Act, enacted in 1976 and brought into force in 1977. The current, as far as I could tell, the current Canadian Citizenship Act does not restrict multiple citizenship.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So I think like our friend Diane, who was Irish.
All Irish.
She could keep her Irish citizenship.
Yeah. Trouble is
and
when you
become a Canadian
go
citizen.
To countries that don't recognize it and they put you in chokey, you know, because they don't treat you as a Canadian citizen. So
yes.
To be considered. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's been all kinds of acts since 1867 governing
citizenship. Do you
citizenship.
Have some of the questions? Some of the questions we have to answer? Who was the first Prime Minister?
Okay. Well, Sir
yeah.
John A. Macdonald, whose son was?
Hugh John Macdonald,
yes.
Who lived at 61 Carlton Street here in Winnipeg.
Right. Yep. That's right. did you have another? You were going
no.
to?
No, no.
Oh,
it's okay. good enough, don't you think?
All right.
Okay.
Yes, I think so.
Who played goal for Montreal Canadiens?
Gum Poursley.
Eventually.
Ken Dryden.
Eventually, yes. But who was
Jacques
first,
Plante.
First to put on a mask.
Yes, yes. Jacques Plante.
Oui.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I know my Habs goalies,
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Don't ask me about any other goalies anywhere except for Hellebuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Who knows where he'll end up.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he might stay here. Yep. Seemed to like it here.
Is he chasing the... Are we chasing Hellebuck? Is he chasing the Bucks?
I
see what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway,
I don't follow hockey as much as... Yeah. I'm just trying to regulate my mic here. You're
yes.
looking at me like,
no,
what
you have
the
more
heck
to say
do?
About citizenship in Canada.
No, that'll probably do for now.
Oh, shall we play a song then?
Well, why don't we play the national anthem?
I was thinking that. I'm looking yeah. to see it has Celtic, ballad, folk, pop, ballad, and folk.
Oh, okay. So this is... We'll find out.
Fete, eh? Okay.
That must be the folk version.
That was the instrumental version.
Oh, the instrumental version.
The funny
okay.
thing is, it doesn't identify anybody, but on the back it says, all tracks arranged and produced by Ari Posner.
Oh.
Someone didn't want their name or
Maybe.
Maybe they were a mystery guest, I'm thinking. Now, that was the acoustic guitar. What about the electric guitar? I'm looking at the Free Press from Friday. Many Nations, One Heartbeat. Blues rocker, storyteller, channels rage into art. I won't even attempt to give you the Aboriginal title. I would just boot it around. It's at the Forks, Sunday at 6 o'clock, and it's free.
Right.
Right. So he spent more than a decade in a residential school. Musician Billy Joe Green spent his lifetime channeling his trauma to his songs. Show is part of Many Nations, One Heartbeat, an event celebrating Indigenous culture. It runs until end of June. Love of music stems from his dad and uncles, who were exceptional guitar players. First picked up the instrument at 8. Didn't get the hang of it till he was 13. Here he is.
Wow, okay.
Billy Joe Green. Tomorrow, I guess, at the Forks. It's Sunday, 6 o'clock. It's free. Many Nations, One Heartbeat, says the one thing that brought him solace during his traumatic times was the music of Elvis Presley, Hank Williams, and Johnny Horton.
Okay.
Played in the school before the kids went to bed at 7:53. Let's go to the 80s then.
Your favorite decade.
Illusion of Nightlights.
You liked the 80s a lot. I can't say it's your favorite decade, but yeah.
You're listening to Nightlines on CBC Stereo. We're back there again. Because on this day, 1981, Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes returns.
Right.
I don't know what happened. Returns to the number one spot. Some of it, anyways.
Okay.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo, stand off size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. What's her appetite? She'll lay you on the throne. Got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious. And she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you.
Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes at 7:58. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We'll be back next Saturday morning from a small dark room. Okay, a white room that's cold.
Yes.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice.
Yes.
Carol, we're dressing in our fur next week.
Well, we have to remember to bring sweaters,
that's
for sure.
We'll be back here for you on CKWFM 95.9, your FM dial. Stay tuned now for the stuff. Coming up, the stuff file,
yes.
The weird, the wonder, the
S-T-U-P-H.
Yep.
Meanwhile, several dimensions away.
Have you sold more albums doing it your own way?
Excuse me.
Well, I don't know whether the aim is to sell more albums. It's to not allow somebody in an office someplace to... use you or what your ideas are. I got into this because I have something to say. I happen to like music very much, and I have curiosity about what sounds are, how they go together, and I want to do it my way, and I'll take the chance that somebody will hate it. I don't care. I don't do it so that people will like me. If what I do amuses you or entertains you, that's great. I'm happy for you. Well, basically, I want to